As far as the injuries go, Tardif has a concussion. Larry went out fairly early. Ja Reed stepped in, and I thought did a real nice job for him. And then Jeremy Macklin strained his knee, so he'll have an MRI tomorrow. We'll just see where he's at with that. Really, that was the main injuries. Listen, my hat's off to the Texans. Bill's building this thing the right way. He and Rick, and you know, it's never as good as you think, never as bad as you think in the National Football League. The margin between winning and losing is a very small thing. So I appreciate our fans and for showing up here. I mean, at the end of the game, there were thousands of them here, and we feed off of their energy, and we feel them. We feel that. We feel the chop. The turnovers were probably the story here. So six turnovers, five interceptions. You know, that's a tough thing. The offense capitalized on some things, had that long 11-yard drive that I thought kind of was a turning point right there. And then there are a bunch of individual accolades that you can put out there in a win like this. I'm a focus on Cairo for field position, man, in the playoffs is a huge thing. And his ability to kick it deep in the end zone and make the Texans drive a long field as a son of a gun, and I'm proud of him for doing that. So, time's yours.
1-5 start of the season. How fulfilling is this win, considering Charles getting hurt so early, off to a slow start?
Yeah, I'm proud of the guys. So coaches had a nice plan. The players played their hearts out. I mean, absolutely played their hearts out, especially the bigs. You got to give them some credit. The offensive defensive line, I thought, stepped up. You're talking about the best defense here, arguably in the National Football League, statistically. And so our guys came out and took that challenge to heart there, and they had a great week of practice and played good, tough football. So, but we'll enjoy it tonight. And then I'm not sure when we play. We'll find out later tonight. So, but whenever it is, we'll get right back on it and get ourselves ready. Not a lot of time to relax here. It's a single elimination tournament, so we've got to keep going. Yeah, that was a Central Michigan thing. Central Michigan thing going on right there. So you remember JJ, before he transferred to Wisconsin, went to Central Michigan, and those are competitive kids up there, and so they had a nice little battle going against each other. And you know, that's how it rolls. Each one of them got a little piece of each other, and each one you could say had a win somewhere along the line against each other. But that's an old relationship there.
Andy, you've only been here for 3 years, but have you felt the pressure at all with the 22-year playoff winless streak or not?
You know, I didn't. Was that 1994?
Yeah, cross party.
Yeah, no, I know that. Yeah, so I didn't feel it, but I know how important it is too. So and you get to the playoffs, and in that first round, if things don't go well, that rips your heart out a little bit. So I got it. I mean, I understand. I've been on both sides of that. Here, I've been on both sides of that. So that first year. So I'm happy for the Hunt family and for the fans of Kansas City. I mean, they're unbelievable. So.
Andy, on the road, especially in the playoffs, to get a kick return to start the game for a touchdown, yeah. How big was that?
Yeah, that's a big thing. Dave Tobe reminded me when he was in Chicago, they had one of those things happen in the playoffs, and might have been the Super Bowl even, and they lost the game. Yeah, so we understood that we had to keep playing, and the guys, they stayed focused through that, and, you know, they get it. I mean, they understand. So, but it's a good way to go. Once Nile breaks it, he's a big man that can run fast. So he's been so close on so many. And to start off that way, and the guys at Block for him did a great job, and Nile hit it, and hit it fast.
Travis is another guy, the guy that can run fast as well.
Who's that now?
Travis Kelce. He's had two big games here. Is that just a matchup that favors?
Yeah, you know, he had eight catches, I believe, for somewhere around that number, and for over 100 yards. And that's a positive That's a positive thing. He's a talented kid, and he loves to play the game.
How pleased were you with the execution?
The execution? Yeah, I thought, listen, we were short just on a couple in the first quarter, but after that, man, the guys, I thought, did a nice job. All starts up front, but Alex and the runners and Ware ran hard, Tarkanek ran hard, and it was all good. This is Gatorade, just so you know. I'm putting it down here. I don't want to be fined for doing that. So everybody drink their Gatorade. Yeah. So listen, you're not gonna win every battle against J.J. Watt. I mean, you're talking about Defensive Player of the Year, a two-timer. So, the one thing you can do is battle against them, and I thought our guys did that. He got us a few times, but that's what great players do. But on the other hand, we did a pretty good job there. So, but he's a heck of a player. A
couple more.
Defensively, did you throw any different looks at Brian Blair that might have confused him?
Yeah, well, but listen, I mean, you do that in the National Football League, right? So you can't – you give these guys one look and they'll gobble you up. So Bob did a pretty good job of mixing things up. I thought he had a nice plan. But that's kind of what you do, right? That's what you do.
Can you talk about the performance of Alex today?
I thought Alex was on point. You know, he very focused. Nobody works harder than Alex Smith, so – he's a leader of our football team and did a heck of a job. And even when Jeremy went down, he came right back to Conley for that touchdown after, I believe it was after, that 11-play drive. So, I mean, that was a nice job there.